It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, while the rest of the country, 20 million people from Texas to Carolina, both Carolinas, by the way, have declared a state of emergency along with Virginia because of snow, sleet, ice, rain, whatever the case may be, 20 million people going to be affected. Jeez, thank goodness we live in South Florida. Here we just got to deal with the fog this morning and some rain later this afternoon. That's the storm that's hitting them with the snow, and then it's going to go up the eastern seaboard to New England. That's going to hit us with rain later today.
Oh, yay.
It's the South Florida Morning Show. I'm Jennifer Ross. Bill Adams has the day off. Deaner, our producer, filling in for Bill, and that was Karen Curtis, our news director. She'll be back at 8:30 with the news. I guess the biggest news was the damage control that was done yesterday. We played earlier the Savannah Guthrie Kamala Harris interaction on the Today Show when Savannah Guthrie wasn't giving the vice president a pass on what the president said about a minor incursion into the Ukraine from the Russian army. But the other big news was, you know, we always, a lot of people think that, you know, we're conservative. We understand that. But a lot of people think we just pick on the Democrats. In this case, this man, we have been saying for years, needs to leave.
Yep.
And after this comment yesterday, if everybody in the Senate doesn't stand up and say, you know what, we need a new Senate minority leader, there's something wrong. Here's wonderful turtle man Mitch McConnell.
This guy is just brutal.
He's an idiot.
If you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
What?
Yeah, he said that.
Are they like you're separating everybody now?
Well, I think that I think he had a Biden moment. He had no idea he said that. But still, you're Mitch McConnell. You've been a senator for, what, 900 years? Because you're at least 1,000. And you're sitting there talking in the Senate chambers and you say that about the new, he was talking about, you know, how come they turned down the new voting rights bill that the president had put forward. And he was like, nah, it's not really a voting rights thing. And then he said that and I'm like, wow.
Well, he's right in the fact that it has nothing to do with voting rights. Everybody True. Has the right to vote. That's complete, you know, absurdity when they call it voting rights. It's just they're trying to...
Yeah,
cheat pretty much by putting all these different rules and laws. But when he comes out and says that, like, what are you doing? See, my thing is, I understand a slip of a tongue here and there, but that is so egregious.
That's
and plus
uncalled
two,
for.
What if that's how he really thinks?
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? You know, it usually slip. It's like when people are drunk, they say what they really mean, you know, and I'm thinking as you get older, that's what it's like. You're drunk.
And I don't want to accuse him of something like that, but it sounds really bad.
It was horrible.
It's completely stupid. It's a terrible thing to say.
And I think I honestly, in fairness to Mitch McConnell, his age played a part in this, but I think he missed words that were written in front of him.
Well,
he was reading it.
Correct yourself. I mean,
but he didn't realize he said it. He's like Biden. Biden says stuff and has no idea what he just said.
That right there is a perfect example of why we need term limits in the House and in the Senate.
I agree with you. I have always said Mitch McConnell's a waste and he needs to leave.
But yes.
Now he definitely needs to leave. And I'm surprised there isn't an outroar on the Senate floor today over this. He really needs to be taken out.
So. Maybe they don't have an uproar to get him out on the Senate floor because they know that he's spineless and they can control him. That's
maybe
my
that's
guess.
It. I don't know. But still, it was a horrible thing to say, and he should not be there anymore. That's how I look at it. Somebody who isn't with us anymore, Meatloaf, if you're just waking up or you're just turning in and you missed it, the rock star died last night, age of 74. They're not giving out cause of death. There is a report in TMZ that he died from COVID.
See,
okay, now here and if that were the case, that he had contracted COVID and he had passed, they're saying it was COVID. It wasn't COVID that killed him. This guy has been in ill health for the past four years.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not doubting that, you know, maybe he did have COVID. If that's the case, you know, it's terrible. I'm sorry. I love Meatloaf. It's very sad that he passed away, but you can't say that it's just from COVID. Like you said,
yes.
This guy's been in bad health. And
he collapsed. What was it, 2016 that he collapsed on the stage? I forget. You know, he's been overweight all of his life.
Yeah.
Put it this way. The name Meat, it was his nickname. His father gave it to him.
Right.
Because he was a chunky little kid and he looked like a piece of meat, according to what people are saying, which is, I'm thinking that's a terrible thing for a father to call his kid, but they did. So rest in peace, Meatloaf. You will be missed. At least we got some great songs, that's for sure, to remember you by.
And movies.
Yeah, that's right. Fight Club. What was the other one?
Rocky Horror Picture.
Rocky Horror. That's show. Put him on the map, too, that show. He was really good in that. By the way, today, kids across... And this is, if your high school comes home today and says, hey, we got a walkout plan because we don't like what the school's doing about COVID restrictions, or not enough COVID restrictions, that's what kids across the country are doing. I'm looking at it. I don't think it's going to happen here in Florida. I think more states like New York, California, L.A., yeah, they'll do it there, Chicago. These kids all plan a massive walkout today because they say the schools aren't doing enough to protect them.
It's such a crock. I mean, honestly... It's school kids, especially high school kids, will find any reason not to go to school. Trust me, I was there.
Okay? You want to see how times have changed? Boy, am I going to age myself on this one, too. God's honest truth. Walk out at our school because they wouldn't let you smoke in the student lounge.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. They finally gave in and they let kids smoke outside. Oh, they put up smoking areas in our high school.
In high school.
In our high school. I'm thinking, oh, my God. God, what was wrong with them? But there was a walkout. The whole school got up and walked out. That's See you funny. Later. Bye. Right at 12:02. Wow.
This is so stupid. I'm sorry. These kids, maybe there's a couple that are actually concerned about this. And if you are, maybe do some light reading and actually figure out what's actually going on around you. But other than that, there is the vast majority of these kids are just going along with it so that they can get out of school.
They want a day out. And I can understand, you know. Again, let's go back to Rochelle Walensky with the CDC about 2-3 weeks ago. Publicly had to say, and we got the cut somewhere, but it's in Bill's computer, where she said, everybody that has died so far from COVID, and that's close to 800-something thousand people, every single one of those people who died had some form of comorbidity. Old age, they had some immunocompromised system for whatever the reason may be, heart disease, cancer, whatever,
overweight.
So there were, and she said, everybody, average four of those, four different things contributed to them dying. And it may have been they had just beaten cancer, or they'd fought off cancer earlier in life. It was a bunch of stuff. So, and then yesterday that study with the kids. 79,000 kids. The worst thing they had was a cold, but now they put your 5-year-old and younger in a mask. Makes no sense to me.
Jeez.
This also doesn't make sense to me. Do I have time?
Nope.
Well, why do you give me a countdown, for God's sakes? You know, Bill's usually the clock man around here. The M&M's Marsh Candy just did the stupidest thing, this infuriates me.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm glad we ran out of time because we need some time to devote to this.
This infuriates me, what they've done to the M&Ms. They can have that guy lock him in the car and say he's going to go have lunch with him. But, yeah, the M&Ms, they're changing. And wait till you hear why they're changing M&Ms. It's the stupidest thing in the world. That and some good news.
We need to find something good for you after that.
Oh, you can go to a new college.
Okay. Are you sure about this?
Mm-hmm. You can learn how to make tacos.
All right.
I'm serious.
Okay. This actually
I may want to go. All right. It's all that and really the headlines. It's all coming up next. 850 WFTL. That's Karen Curtis music. That means you're working on news. What's coming up at 8:30?
Well, this is kind of interesting. President Biden's going to call on Congress today to pass legislation to address worldwide semiconductor shortages. This is a major problem.
Now, are these the ones in cars?
Yes, or in, I don't know, are they in printers too? Because you can't buy a printer anywhere.
That might be a supply thing.
And then appliances as well. Biden's going to call attention to Intel's $20 billion investment in a new semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, as a step forward to addressing the chips. Where do all the chips come from?
China.
Asia and Korea, I do believe South Korea, but... Yeah, it's a problem. There's your used car is worth more than new cars because you can't get a new car.
Well, you can't get a new car because each new car has like, you know, 3 or 4 chips in it that they need to. Somebody told me anything that lights up is controlled by those chips.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, your dashboard, anything, your radio lights, all that kind of stuff, all by chips. And everything has a different chip. So I'm like, okay. And they asked, I have heard, and this may be false, but this is the intel I was told, that... A while ago, the administration went to Microsoft to build a plant, and the comment was, number one, be too expensive. Number two, you're so outdated, we wouldn't waste our time building something like that. So I'm wondering if these new Intel chips are updated, which means all the cars are going to get new updated chips.
Yeah, but when?
That's a great question.
Seems like we're a little bit behind the eight ball here in the weeds.
Well, it was just, it's the same situation with the car industry. They didn't learn with the Takata airbags. Remember,
they
had one company doing all the airbags, and then they had to recall every single one.
Right.
So annoying.
So it's, you know, it's the car industry took a big hit, and they learned a big lesson. This will never happen again.
I think Nora should go to school to learn how to build chips.
Nice. I'll let her know. She likes chocolate chips. I'll tell her today. That would be my 3-year-old granddaughter she's talking about, by the way.
And thanks, more coming
Karen. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off. Karen, our news director, will be back at 8:30 with the news, and Dina, our producer, filling in. Other than other things that are going on with the Ukraine and that Intel situation, they're going to build a $20 billion semiconductor plant. That's big. Near Columbus, I wonder where. Different ways. I bet you if they're doing it that close to the campus, Ohio State's got something to do with this.
Do they have some type of computer science, like a huge program there at Ohio State?
Boy, you're asking somebody. Yeah, they always did. But I put it this way. They built a whole new campus, like a medical facility at the north end of the campus that I didn't even know it existed until the last time I saw a picture of it. I was like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Football makes the school a lot of money.
Yeah, it really does. You know, put it this way. The old basketball arena is where the band practices.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because they built the new, the Schottenstein, the Schott.
Right.
Yeah, the Schottensteins, right. Very wealthy family in Columbus. They give a lot of money to Ohio State. And
not
they
bad.
Built a new arena for the basketball team.
Well, there you go.
See? So that's what happens at Ohio State. Anyway, not only that, but you know what? It's interesting. This has really gone under the radar, and maybe because people are just assuming this is going to be a slam dunk. The next trial in the killing of George Floyd starts on Monday.
Yeah, what is the story behind this? Because I saw something about it, but I don't know really a lot
of the
details.
These are the three officers that were with the officer that was found guilty of killing George Floyd.
So it was
three other guys.
Right?
There's three.
Oh, it was three?
So they said they're being charged because they didn't stop what happened. They didn't intervene. Although one of them, you could hear in that videotape saying, "Yo, man, what are you doing? You know, stop." And he just kind of ignored him. Why can I not think of this man that, because I think he's a piece of...
Oh, Derek Chauvin?
Thank you. Yeah. I think he's a piece of dirt. That's why I don't remember his name.
There's that too.
So that happens on Monday. And here's good news if you're flying. By the way, if you're flying, call anywhere along the eastern seaboard and see if your plane's on time. There's a huge storm. We got states of emergency for South and North Carolina and Virginia. School's already closed. They're expecting lots of snow, lots of sleet. Not good. So now... On top of that, you may be able to fly, but you may not be able to get there. But you could use your phone if it's 5G near an airport. They're saying 80% of planes now cleared to land at airports that have 5G. I was like, you know, remember for the past week, 2 weeks, we've been talking about this. Did the phone companies not get involved with the airlines before this all took place?
I'm so confused by this. 2 days ago, they had the headline, catastrophic.
Right.
Consequences for 5G in airplanes. And now 2 days later, we're good.
Yeah. Now it's, well, the thing was, they do it in like 50 other countries. Europe's had it for a while. It hasn't grounded any plane there.
Yeah. That's.
So I didn't understand where it all came from. I really didn't. In the entertainment world, some really sad news earlier this morning, late last night, Meatloaf passed away.
Yeah.
You may remember him from, I don't know, all the movies he was in or, you know, any of the albums that he put out. He sold 80 million albums.
You're going to run out of time for your Eminem story.
Okay, we're getting the Eminem story. This infuriates me more than anything. No, we're going to go over. I don't give a crap because I'm getting to this story because I'm so ticked off about it. If you look at that, what's his name? Dan Levy?
Yes.
Okay, the guy from, you know, Creek, the show that I like that I can't say the name of. Anyway, he did that commercial that aired in the Super Bowl. He's sitting there having lunch with the M&Ms, and he's like, yeah, they're yelling at him because he's eating M&Ms. And he says, no, I'm calmed down. And in the meantime, he's got one locked in his car.
You want to hear it?
No, you got it. Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Sure.
Thanks.
I promise I will not eat any more of your friends.
Really?
Okay.
Okay, it might happen one more time.
That's the red M&M locked in his car. No one complained about that.
It's a funny commercial.
But apparently the Mars Candy Bar Company got complaints that the female M&Ms are sexist.
This is so dumb. I swear I thought this was from The Onion or The Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
How is this a real thing?
It is, and because they probably caved to one Karen, as we're going to call her. I don't even know who it is. Now, the green M&M, who is female, she used to be seen with those knee-high boots on. They said they were too sexy. So they put her in sneakers.
It's a cartoon.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It's a candy cartoon.
Okay, they don't make, again, they don't complain about the guy eating the candy. They talk about what they're wearing. The brown M&M, well, she wore stilettos. Not anymore.
Oh, God forbid.
They gave her chunky heels. It look like they're all in sneakers now because it's a more professional look. Oh, yeah, sneakers are more professional. Oh, and now they each have bios. And on their bios, they're more supportive of one another.
This hurts my head.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. So now you're not going to see the M&M women, the female M&Ms in those commercials with boots on or anything else because they're sexist.
I can't. This is so hard to fathom and wrap my head around. With everything going on in the world, this is what people are concerned about.
Yes.
About a green M&M wearing high-heeled boots.
Russia's this close to invading the Ukraine. Mitch McConnell is opening a mouth and turning foot. And we got a president who doesn't know what he's doing. So, but you're worried about the M&Ms wearing
But all
stilettos.
Is right with the world because they're changing the female M&Ms. It's all good, guys. It's all good.
Oh, and speaking of good, a lottery winner that I like.
Okay.
That doesn't happen a lot.
That does not happen a lot. And I will not believe it till I see it.
Okay, well, you'll hear about that in the headlines coming up next at 850 WFTL. The circle of death has cursed me. Sonny, 850 WFTL. I was trying to play Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State. He is now warning Russia ahead of a possible invasion of the Ukraine. He spoke after a meeting with his Russian counterpart. Took place this morning, our time, but I don't know what day it is over there. Basically echoes what the president said earlier this week, insisted Russia will pay a steep price if it invades Ukraine.
They don't care what they say. I mean,
I really wanted to play the sound because I wanted to hear what he had to say. Ah, here it is.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Military forces move across Ukraine's border. That's a renewed invasion. It will be met with swift, severe, and a united response from the United States and our partners and allies.
Hmm. Have you heard any of our allies say, oh, we don't like what Russia's doing? Have you heard Boris Johnson say anything?
Not that I've heard. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Maybe they are, and it's just not being reported. But if not, where are the rest of our allies? Where's France? Where's England? Where's Australia? Where is
Australia, I've given up on.
Yeah, well, where's Turkey? I mean, Turkey has a lot at stake in that region as well.
None of them are talking. That's the interesting thing. But our president opened mouth and inserted foot, and yesterday that was all they had to do was do cleanup about how he more or less said a minor incursion into the Ukraine would be okay because that's what we're expecting. Everybody went, what?
You know what? I got news for you, Biden and Antony Blinken there. Both of you are just a complete waste, honestly. I got news for both of them. You don't amass 200,000 troops at someone's border for a minor incursion.
Yeah. They're going to go straight through that country and take it over.
It's one of two things. Like, it's number one, what you just said, or it's a show of strength. It's extreme saber rattling to say you meet our demands about Ukraine joining the NATO alliance, or we're going to send these troops right over the border.
I don't think it's a show of force at all. I think he's just going to say go. He's waiting to go, one, two, three, attack, go right through. And what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to have sanctions against them. You think Russia cares? They don't care.
I mean, they've weakened our military so badly, we can't win certainly can't win a ground war over there against them right now.
What did that SEAL tell us? Remember the former was a Navy SEAL we talked to maybe a couple of months ago? He said, well, Russia's building their army and China's building. We're learning about how to correctly respond to the female members of the military.
Right.
So they're not insulted.
Right.
He goes, we have these meetings like three times a week.
Oh, just wait until you see the video because it's up there. Not to go too far off track here.
No,
but
go ahead.
I mentioned it earlier today, and I said I would let you know when it's there. 850WFTL.com. If you go to the Morning Show blog, there is a video. There was this actually a couple of months ago, but it's just now starting to make the rounds because that's North Korea, of the North Korean military putting on like this this show. It was like a show of force, kind of like a display of their martial arts capabilities.
Right.
It's the damnedest thing you'll ever see. And when I tell you, if you ever seen the some of the X-Men movies,
mm-hmm.
remember the character Juggernaut when he would run through the walls?
Right.
Boom.
There's a guy who does that.
No, come on.
There's two guys, there's two soldiers holding up concrete blocks, okay? And a guy runs through them with his head.
Oh, my God.
There's some crazy things in there that are kind of, it's hard to watch. It's almost like you have to watch with one eye open, but you can't look away at the same time. It's the craziest thing you ever see. So when you look at that show of force and display of martial arts, you know, exhibition that North Korea has, then you talk about the show of force that Russia is showing, and then we're there talking about, well, you know, should we say he or she? What are the pronouns going to be in our military? Yeah, that's the situation we're in.
Yeah, and make sure the uniforms fit the women as well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right, on to better things.
Okay. I'm sorry I went off there.
No, that's okay. Taco Bell is launching the Taco Bell Business School.
I'm in.
I didn't even tell you what it does yet. It's to teach prospective franchisees.
Mm.
The training program created in partnership with the University of Louisville. Going to go to Kentucky. 6-week boot camp. Financing, human resources, marketing, and other aspects of running a successful franchise business.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's brilliant, actually.
It is.
Whether or not it's just for people who, I would assume they're going to start with just Taco Bell's and those franchises, but they would be smart to open it up to other franchises.
It's a very cool idea. That's one of my, I wouldn't say long-term goals, but it's in the back of my
head.
Taco
Bell?
To own some type of franchise, whether it's Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, a Taco Bell, something. I mean, because you make... but it's a lot of upkeep.
Okay, I don't
you make
mean
good money if you can do it, but it's a lot of upkeep.
I don't mean to upset you, but you're 25 years off of getting into Chick-fil-A.
All right.
You needed to start that when you were a kid.
Let's scratch that one off the list.
Get rid of it. Maybe McDonald's if you get a couple of, you know, $10, $20 million.
Yeah, well, there's that.
There you go. Just thought I'd pass that.
Maybe 40 years from now.
I do have some good news for you, though. One of the shows that you watched on Netflix just got the green light for season 2.
I see what you did there with green light.
Got that? Because this is, well, here, play the music. Everyone will know who we're talking about. God, that's creepy music.
So good, though.
It really is. Wow. That's Squid Game number 2. You know what? I should have done more research. All I know is they're doing number 2. They're
well, if
sequel.
You saw Squid Game
is there anybody
one.
Left? I'm just saying. Yes, they end
there's
it because they end it with
it's kind of a cliffhanger.
Kind of like what Red Notice ended. Okay, same kind of thing.
It's open ended, and that doesn't give anything away. It's just open ended.
It's not many left though. At the
end there's another sequel, right?
And this is pretty cool. And the guy who played Ralphie is coming back.
Immediately, my feet began to sweat as those two fluffy little bunnies with the blue button eyes stared sappily up at me.
If you don't know who that is, that would be the narrator. Who was the narrator? It's Peter Billingsley played Ralphie.
Played Ralphie, right.
But now he's an adult. So now they're coming back with the sequel to A Christmas Story called A Christmas Story Christmas. Apparently, Ralphie brings his kids back to his childhood home to give them, quote, a magical Christmas.
That was Gene Shepard, by the way, who wrote the book, Christmas Story.
Oh, okay. He was never knew that.
Yeah,
thank you.
He did the narration.
Googled that really quickly.
Fast thumbs there.
I give you credit for
that
one.
I thought it was, but I wanted to make sure that it was him. I didn't want to get it wrong.
Wow.
But I'm excited for this, but also a little weary because I just want to make sure they do it well, they do it right, they do it justice.
How many sequels are better than the original? Only one that I can think of.
Godfather 2, right?
That was it. That's it.
Although The Dark Knight was the second Batman movie with Christian Bale. That was where Heath Ledger played the Joker. That's better than the first Batman with Christian Bale.
Yeah, but it wasn't called Batman 2. It was just called Batman Dark Knight. So they didn't say. So it really isn't really a sequel,
Back
but
to the
it
Future
is.
2 could be better than
That's
the first
true.
One. That's debatable.
I don't know. Nah. The
debatable.
First, the first one was much better. Like, come on. That was a great
So I hope it's good. That's all.
No.
I'm excited, though.
Put it this way. I watch every crappy Hallmark Christmas movie, whether it's good or bad. So I'm sure everybody else is going to
watch it.
It'd be great. Come on. When we get back... some sad news in the entertainment world, but some good news in the entertainment world about Martha Stewart and a story she told. I'm just fascinated by this story. I don't know why, but I am. And I'm going to share it with you whether you want to hear it or not. And it's coming up next right here at 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis joining us again. You got news coming up at 9 o'clock. No pressure. What are you talking about?
I like the fact you were just talking about Kyle Rittenhouse wants his AR-15 back.
Yeah, they just made that announcement. He's apparently going to court to get it back. I'm thinking, go buy a new one. Let it go,
yeah,
kid.
But
let it go.
He did nothing wrong. He should get his gun back. They gave Esteban Santiago his gun back there in Alaska before he came.
Remember, he flew into
Fort Lauderdale International Airport.
Yeah, that was a different story, though. They deemed him mentally incompetent.
Then the FBI handed his gun back.
Yeah, because, well, the law says after 3 months, they got to give it back to him.
I can't handle it. Anyway, so there's a new commander of Old Ironsides. It's an old warship, and it's Commander Billy J. Farrell. And it's a crew of 80 that this commander takes command of. Why is this important?
Yeah, why?
Billy's a female.
Really?
Yay!
How about that? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the first female commanding officer of the USS Constitution.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest ships, isn't it?
Known as the Old Ironsides.
Yeah, it's like...
Is it made out of iron?
Yeah, I think so. At the time when they built it, it was a big deal. Yeah, that ship's old.
Yeah, wow. It says it's docked in Boston Harbor, and it's the Navy's oldest commissioned ship.
There you go.
They put a lady in charge of the oldest ship.
What better way to... Who's going to take care of it any better than she will?
It's been commanded by men for 224 years since it was commissioned in 1798.
Holy cow.
1798? How many times have they rebuilt this thing?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I think George Washington, wasn't he still alive in 1798?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he died in 1799. I might be wrong about that. But it's
From tonsils. Bad tonsils.
That's right.
I took my daughter to the doctor when she was 17. He looked in her mouth and he goes, we have to remove these immediately. We need to remove these tomorrow. Did you know that George Washington died from tonsillitis?
That's true.
Wow.
And my daughter's like, huh?
17.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't have, did they have penicillin back then? Come on.
I'm horrified.
They tried to cure him with leeches.
No.
Okay, we had this conversation yesterday about leeches off the air. No, okay.
We went off the rails. I'm sorry.
Okay, but
he did die in 1799. So
okay, cool.
He was still alive when that ship was commissioned. That's amazing.
But did he have his adenoids removed? Yeah. So the 39-year-old Farrell most recently served as executive officer aboard the guided missile cruiser USS Vicksburg. So she's put on this tub.
The Vicksburg is old, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
My God.
God, why do they keep on sticking around old ships?
I don't know.
There's a joke in there somewhere. I'm just not going to touch it. It is the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross. That was Karen Curtis, our news director. I don't know if she's the news director anymore. I think she's sucking on laughing gas in the Hubbard cupboard over there. Bill Adams, my sidekick co-host of the show, he's taking the day off. And Dina, our producer's filling in for him.
Hello.
Why are they keep on putting that woman on an old ship? Why is that ship?
I don't know.
I'm surprised it still floats.
That's amazing that it's still
floating. It really is.
Yeah.
Good for her. You know what? Good for her. Not so good for. She mentioned the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. He if you don't know who he is, he was the one acquitted of killing those two protesters in.
They know.
Wisconsin. He wants his rifle back. According to his attorney, he wants it back to destroy it.
Juju?
I don't know. According to paperwork that's been filed, he's going to court sometime next week, he's going to ask for it back so he can destroy it.
I don't know why.
It's bad juju for him.
Yeah, I would think about the same way. Yeah, just, you know, you want it behind you. Maybe it's a symbolic thing in your own mind. Let me put this behind me by destroying the gun that, this all happened with, so... I understand that.
I guess. All right.
It's a psychological thing.
Can we destroy Mitch McConnell?
Yes, please.
After what he said yesterday, I'm surprised we got all these studio monitors in here, and they're on all different kinds of channels, and, you know, some are conservative, some of them are, you know, left wing. Now one of them's talking about getting rid of Mitch McConnell.
Wait.
I would be screaming from the tops of the highest trees and mountains today, get rid of the dirtle.
We're the ones saying it. Who would think that?
How do you like that? So here is our wonderful, very old, we call him the turtle, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
If you look at the statistics, African American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
What? You know, hey, newsflash, Mitch, they're the same.
You can't fix stupid. And in this case, that was probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard any politician say. Almost as bad as Biden saying, it's going to be a minor incursion in the, you know, Ukraine.
Oh, okay. We're okay with a minor incursion.
Then we're going to have strong, strong sanctions. Oh, I'm sure Putin's just shaking in his boots this morning.
Oh, by the way, just to jump in with this, our our partner in crime, one of our partners in crime here, Brennan, has let us know that.
Oh, thank you, Brennan.
One of our he's one of our mobile units this morning.
Yes.
Military Trail is shut down north at 45th Street. And then there's another crash west on 45th near Village Boulevard, which is causing slowdowns.
Which means he's stuck in traffic and late for work.
I think that's what that means.
That's secretly what that means. All right, Brendan, we'll hold down the fort until you get here. Well, thank you. There's a bad accident. Another one. I wonder if the fog and the rain had anything to do with it. Probably.
Rain, not so much, but yeah, the fog was brutal this morning.
Yeah, by the way, if you're traveling, you know, not like the airlines haven't been plagued with problems, but if you're traveling, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia all have declared states of emergency because of a huge winter storm that's going to hit them today. So more snow, more ice for states that usually don't get this much snow and ice. So just be prepared if you're driving or traveling that way. I found this story fascinating. And you know what? It's probably because I'm the only woman in the room right now. But traditionally, I'd look at Bill and I'd say, we're going to talk about this story. And you go, no. And I'd go, yes, we are. Martha, first, let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres' show is still on the air. When was the last time you heard somebody promote Ellen's show?
It's probably been over a year.
You know, they've taken her down ever since the COVID thing. She made some comment. It started with she made some comment about she felt like she was in prison when she was doing her show from her multi-million-dollar mansion.
Well, she was also part of the defund the police crowd, so I don't think that helped her.
She did a couple of things that people didn't like, and then her own turned on her. But yesterday, maybe she's trying to win back fans. I don't know. She had Martha Stewart on, and like Martha Stewart or not. The woman comes up with some amazing things. She can cook, she can decorate, and you know, you read some of her books. She really does some great stuff, but she's also not the nicest of people from what we have been told. But yesterday, she talked about on Ellen's show that she used to date Anthony Hopkins. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Hannibal Lecter?
And she dumped him.
Oh.
Why did she dump him? Because he was Hannibal Lecter. Listen to what she said.
I have a big, scary house in Maine that's way by itself on 100 acres in the forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there.
Yeah.
I couldn't, because all I could think of was him eating, you know.
Right. Wait, did you date him?
Yeah.
And you stopped because of that?
Yeah.
Wow. See, and right then, Anthony Hopkins should have walked out. It would have been priceless.
They should have,
I just wanted to see Martha Stewart fall over and go, oh my God, it's Hannibal Lecter coming.
She's going to run away.
I was just so shocked that she dated him and then dumped him because she was afraid. He was like Silence of the Lambs guy.
It's a funny story.
Cow.
I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Adele made some disturbing announcements yesterday, especially if you get tickets to go see her show. You may have to wait a little bit, but she was really upset. I'm really upset about how much the tickets are. That's crazy. We'll talk about that and so much more. Yes, we'll have headlines coming up next at 850 WFTL.